So I've seen a lot of annoying things about me on the internet, but the thing that bothers me the most is this rumor that I stage dived at a concert and killed somebody. Like, that rumor, it's a lie, first of all. I've never stage dived in my life, and bitch, how, like, kill somebody? Y'all really gonna put that on my motherfucking name? Like, I know I'm big, but bitch, I'm not that fucking big. Like, look.
Wait, I want to go. Am I dumb? Oh, there you go. Oh, apparently I am, so.
Oh my God, I figured it out. I figured it out, okay? Hear me out. Imagine if men didn't. Wow, I know. Can you guys just wear a mask? Can you please just wear a mask? I'm really over this. I'm really over it. Can you please wear a mask? Thanks.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you go in and tell. Yeah, somebody should go in and tell somebody.
Wait, I have to go tell?
She's doing her whole car.
Can I have the cigar?
She's moving on the floor.
Thank you.
I hope to God this is a hoax and it's fake news and it's not real, but I have a funny feeling that it might be real. So they are trying to ban women from drinking alcohol. And no, not just mothers, women. All women ages 18 to 50, they're trying to ban them from drinking alcohol. Oh, but why would they do this? The reason is so that we have kids. They do not want women drinking alcohol because they want us to have kids. That is why. And y'all want to sit here and tell me there is not a gender issue. You want to sit here and say all genders are equal, but they're literally trying to ban women from drinking alcohol because we have a uterus and they want us to give birth. Imagine if they were trying to ban men from drinking alcohol. World would go up in flames! But y'all, I hope this is fake because it sounds fake, but it was on the news. But yeah, if you're a woman and this goes through, you will not be allowed to have a glass of wine.
Why do I have to wear my seatbelt when people can ride around on motorcycles?
I think gender reveal parties are pretty bizarre because you're just revealing your baby's genitals to the world, and that's like really intrusive for a little baby. Plus, it's really a, you know, a sex reveal party, not a gender reveal party, because gender is not dictated purely by a baby's genitals, but you don't know a baby's gender when it's not born yet. So it's just like a very complicated situation. And most often, you know, especially with trans people, these gender reveal parties are just blatantly wrong. Like, if someone had a gender reveal party for me and told me, you know, and said I was a girl, nope, I'm gender fluid. You are just very wrong, and it's weird to kind of like project that and share those specific languages and words with the world in association with a person when that person can't even articulate their own experience and like literally is not even alive for that. So overall, very bizarre, not a fan, definitely will not be doing that when I have children.
I have a serious question. Am I supposed to not look like this? Because I got, you know, some weird looks because of my hair and shit, and I get it, it's crazy, but like, also, I look so cute!
My mom causing a ruckus at Hobby Lobby.
Oh.
If you're white
And you think that your opinion should be shared on a topic you don't know much about and you never really cared or want to listen to the things black and brown people have to say. Don't be a clown, just shut the fuck up and continue about your day.
I've been ignoring your comments, I really have, but you are out here with this confidence trying to say that women should not have free sanitary products. Our uterine wall sheds itself every single month. It is a basic function of our bodies, of every woman around the world. This is a basic healthcare need that we did not ask for. It is more than a necessity that these sanitary products are available to every single woman. And every single woman doesn't have the same period. There are so many different factors that come into women and how their body reacts to having a period. And you are out here trying to say clothes and a house are the same necessity and you want them to be free? I can't even believe that you are a man in the comments actually thinking that that was a viable comment to make. Condoms are free. Nicotine patches are free. Sanitary products should be free for every woman.
Okay, but I what?
So I saw this thing on TikTok where someone opened a jar of Nutella. And then apparently you dig out this little layer right here. Okay, come on now. And there is a knife. But, wait a minute. Is it in here? Where's the knife? Where's the knife? There's supposed to be...
Things I've actually heard girls at my school say. Part two. There aren't volcanoes in America. All mountains have lava in them. Volcanoes are just the ones that erupt. Is Russia a country or a continent? What percent is 61 out of 100? I have a really good immune system, so I won't get pregnant. Does every religion celebrate Thanksgiving? Inhale and then outhale.
If she's too young to be wearing that, then she's too young to be sexualized. Leave young girls alone for dressing comfortably for the weather. In the winter, they wear sweaters, and in the summer, they wear tank top and shorts. Why is that such a radical concept?
So I'm reading about Genghis Khan's daughters, and guess what the most barbarian and vicious and cruel ruler of the world did for his daughters? He gave them the empire to manage, basically. So four of Genghis Khan's sons basically turned out to be alcoholics and crazy and doing a lot of infighting. So what the most cruel barbarian did was that he married his daughter off to very powerful chieftains, in some cases even stripped the husbands of the titles and made his daughters the princesses who rule the state, and basically got them to manage the finances. Even the most vicious person in the world respected women. So don't tolerate disrespect from people who cannot even conquer the most continental land in the world.
At what point can I just live in peace? At what point will I just be allowed to live?
The next person who has the sheer nerve, the sheer entitled caucasity to say all lives matter, I'ma stab you. I'ma stab you. And while you're struggling and bleeding out, I'ma show you my paper cut and say, my cut matters too.
Trump supporters just took my job away from me. I've gotten death threats, rape threats, violent threats. It was okay. But now it's just like my future is entirely compromised because Trump supporters have decided to come for my life. God, this sucks. You guys suck. I'm too strong for you. I'm too strong for any of you.
All Lives Matter raises Trump supporters. It sucks, but it doesn't suck as much as systemic racism. And I'm not gonna stop using my platform to advocate for it. And I'm sorry, Deloitte, that you can't see that. That you are cowardice enough to fight somebody who's going to make an indelible change in the world and is going to have an impact.